This story is read by Gina Brown, Private Thomas Anderson, Service Number 265958 of the 6th Battalion, the Black Watch. Thomas Anderson was born in Scone in 1894. He was known as Tom. In 1901, he was living in Muir of Scone Cottages with his grandparents and his mother, Mary Anderson, along with other members of his extended family. By the time of the 1911 census, the household consisted of Tom, his grandparents, his mother, and his three younger sisters. Tom was employed as an apprentice gardener, the job which eventually led to him working in the gardens of Scone Palace. Tom initially enlisted into the 1st 6th Royal Highlanders, a territorial unit, in 1915. He was originally stationed at Perth, but then the battalion moved to Queensferry to defend the 4th Defences and later the Tay Defences. After training in various camps, he was transferred to 6th Battalion, the Black Watch, and was sent to France. In April 1917, Tom, as a member of the 6th Battalion, was involved in the Battle of Arras. The following is an extract from Major General A.G. Wauchope's book, History of Black Watch in the Great War. The first phase of the Battle of Arras began on the 9th April, but the 6th Battalion took no part in it as the 153rd Brigade was in Divisional Reserve, the battalion being in Brigade Reserve. On the 14th April, the battalion was ordered to move with the 153rd Brigade to go into the line at Fampo, relieving the 5th Cameron Highlanders. Their orders were received that the division would take part in the second phase of the Battle of Arras on the 23rd. They held the line at Fampo for 5 days prior to the assault, all ranks making themselves acquainted with the position, although they were constantly harassed by enemy shelling. On the 9th of April the 20th, the battalion was relieved by the 8th Argyll and Southern Highlanders and withdrew to Arras for 48 hours rest. Here it received its full fighting equipment and moved up to the assembly position in the Oppie line during the night of 22nd. 0 hour was fixed at 04:45 on the 23rd. The battalion advanced, but on reaching the British front line, it had to extend owing to heavy machine gun fire, which caused many losses in both the 6th Black Watch and the 7th Gordon Highlanders. After 06:20, the advances of the 6th became very difficult and was only carried out by means of short section rushes from shell hole to shell hole. The Gavrelle Road was reached about 9 a.m. and the next 2 hours were occupied in driving off repeated German counterattacks made in force. Further advance was slow, held up by machine gun fire and snipers on Greenland Hill and in the chemical works in Roo. In the early afternoon, by hard fighting and persistent attack, the 6th was firmly established on the lower slopes of Greenland Hill, east of the Gavrelle-Roo Road. Any machine gun fire from the ridge above made any further advance impossible, and the ground captured was consolidated. Throughout the afternoon, the enemy attempted to dislodge the 6th from their position, but on every occasion, their attacks were broken up by loose guns and artillery fire. About midnight on 23rd, the 6th was relieved by a battalion of the 34th Division and reformed in the old Green Line. The losses suffered by the battalion included 5 officers killed, 4 wounded, 25 other ranks killed, 123 wounded and 48 missing. On the afternoon of 25th, the 6th was withdrawn from the battle and moved to billets in Arras. It is most likely that Thomas lost his life in this battle. Since his body was never found, he would have been one of the 48 declared missing and presumed killed in action. The date of his death is recorded as 23rd April 1917. He was 21 years old. Thomas Anderson has no grave, but he is remembered on B6 of the Arras Memorial in the Faubourg d'Amiens Cemetery in France. He was awarded the Victory and British War Medals. We will remember them.